Keith, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Tony, thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, we're going to talk about a menagerie of topics, but I know that you were pretty happy to be involved with the Interfaith Breakfast for the Mid-Michigan Food Bank.
Absolutely. The food bank's a great organization. They provide a great service for this state, and we value our local partners.
All right. What is the job for the Department of Agricultural and Rural Development?
Well, fundamentally, we're here to provide food safety and assure a safe and wholesome food supply for the citizens of the state. And as you also know, the governor added rural development to our name, not at the risk of or at the detriment of urban efforts like urban agriculture, but just make sure we're paying attention to some of our rural economy.
We have quite a few farmers on the program. We'll talk about how the crops are doing or about their interest. And a couple of topics that they always bring up is one, infrastructure, especially the railroads. The farmers we talk to are very disappointed that railroad infrastructure isn't better and that they don't have access to the railroads because they believe that that allows them to get in and out their goods and services in a more productive way, which allows them to be more productive.
Yeah, actually, rail is critical to long-term profitability in rural areas. You have to be able to move goods. You know, we're somewhat in a commodity market. And you'll see that there is renewed interest. There's cooperation between Michigan Department of Transportation, Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development, and USDA Rural Development, Jim Turner's shop, looking at ways that we can collaborate. In fact, we're involved in an effort right now using some of our GIS mapping techniques to overlay where agriculture is, where agribusiness is, where the rail lines are. And I think you'll see a infrastructure message coming out of the administration yet this fall, and I'm sure rails will be part of that.
Would you say that the rail infrastructure in the state of Michigan is good, average, or poor?
It's somewhere between average and poor. Some of the short line rails have need of some improvements, and we need to be aware of that.
Who pays for that?
Well, it's a combination. Certainly, there's private rail lines, and we've been working with the private entities to do that. And then you have to balance both the freight and passenger train lines, and so some of it's paid by the private industries as they ship their goods and services.
Keith, the farmers that we've talked to also say that they're in favor of another bridge from Detroit to Canada, that they think that that would be another avenue for them to get their products over to Canada. But in something that I heard from them that was echoed at the Mackinac policy conference on Mackinac Island earlier this year, was that they think Michigan, and specifically Detroit, should be more of an international hub, importing-exporting hub, much like it is over in New York, and that is a resource with the Great Lakes being here and with Canada being right across the way that we don't take advantage of, and because of that, maybe we don't get out the goods and services, especially the farmers' products, in a manner that we should.
Well, you say it well, Tony, and your listeners are well informed. The only sector that has a positive balance sheet on exports is agriculture, or we're at least one of the few, and Canada's our number one trading partner. We do over $753 million just to Canada alone. If you look at the I-94, I-69 type corridors, we can do more and a better job by increasing our infrastructure, and the new international trade crossing is fundamental to increasing our capacity.
All right. I wanted to get your take on what's at the top of your agenda for fourth quarter of 2011.
Well, as you noticed yesterday, the governor put out the health and wellness message, and fundamental to that was food and agriculture. And it all starts with the food you eat. So we'll continue to work with the producers of this state to make sure they have access to some of the local markets that provides some additional value for their products. We're working diligently on a farm-to-school program. We're one of two pilot states. Florida is the other one, where we can use some USDA dollars and actually work with some of the food service directors, which have been very open in this state, to build that local capacity. We'll work on rural development, and in that infrastructure with rural development is everything from a trained workforce to broadband access to roads and rails, and then the processing capacities of some of our landmark processors. So we'll work with food entrepreneurs, processors, and try to put the state back to work.
All right. Keith Cray has been kind enough to be on with us. He is the director of the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Keith, thanks so much for your time. Look forward to talking with you again.
Hey, I look forward to it, Tony. Thanks a lot.